Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
You want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, please. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro?
Welcome to the Friend Request. I'm your host, Chloe Madron, and today I'm joined by the fantastic, very funny, beautiful Steph Broadbridge.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, this is so cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We were just talking about telling people your plans so that you have to do them.
Yeah.
I wonder, I worry. Because I'm just not ready to let go of that conversation. I worry that like I'll get a sense of satisfaction from telling people about stuff.
Yes.
And then I won't
already
do
done
it.
And then you don't do it.
Do you ever feel that?
I do all the time.
Okay.
But then also I feel like people won't remember. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse. Maybe I shouldn't have told anyone. No, but if I didn't tell anyone, I wouldn't do it. I definitely wouldn't
do
it.
No, I guess maybe it's just case by case. And sometimes you have to tell people. Oh, like everything else in life, it's nuanced and there's gray area.
Also, you can tell how far behind you are with the jobs you have to do by the way people react.
Okay.
So if I say, I'm going to the UK in September and people go, oh my God, have you organized your visa yet? I'm like, oh no, okay, now I know I'm behind.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I can get started on that admin.
That's actually really true. That's how I've been figuring out. I'm doing festivals for the first time next year.
Are you?
Yeah. Wish me luck.
Oh, you'll be fine.
But that's how I'm figuring everything out is I tell someone and then they go, what about this? Have you got this? And I'm like, didn't know that I had to, honestly, but...
Yeah, they don't tell you anything. They like to keep everything a little secret.
It's insane.
And then you figure it out when it doesn't work. And you're like, oh, I'll do that next year.
I hate it. I'm trying to get advice from people. But like, it is baffling to me how convoluted it is and how many people that I wouldn't consider to be the brightest just do it all the time, you know?
Yeah. You just learn from mistakes.
I know, but there are so many goobers that just go straight in and they're like, yeah, I've got it all. And I'm like, how did you get through the 15-page application? For me, I was...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm really dumb.
I don't know. I think if you don't care about the answers, it's really easy.
True. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't care about most things.
Also, you can get... Like, you can pay someone to do all that for you.
Oh, like management or just anyone?
Yeah, like a producer.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
That does sound great. He Huang was asking me the other day. She's like, you don't have management? And I was like, no. And she's like, you should get it. And I was like, yeah, I should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that.
You know what else? You should be 20. That's really helpful as well.
Yeah.
If you can just be 20.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking hell.
So this is a friendship podcast.
Okay.
And I want to know so much about you. What's that noise?
Nothing. No, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
To my detriment.
Classically, famously. I got to be honest with you. Sometimes, like, you're intimidating.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that I am, but no. I guess that's not up to me.
Well, none of us really know how we're perceived, right? Mm. Except from by ourselves. But you're just like cool and honest and assertive and all of these things. And it's
all the things men want in a woman.
Oh, yeah. Men and showbiz.
Yeah. No, I'm just like me, but I'm like an old lady now. So I wasn't always like that. I'm just like that now.
Okay.
Like 25, I was like scared and
yeah,
giggly and like nervous and unsure and trying to get everyone to like me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, oh, it's so much work. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather not bother.
That sounds good.
It's so good.
That sounds really quite liberating. I think it just happens
to every woman when they turn a certain age.
Oh, God. I'm definitely starting to get to a point where point where I don't care if people like me, but it's
yeah, it takes slow. Forever, but it's the best. It's so good. I mean, I do care.
But people, you are beloved.
I care of people that I care about like
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's been a journey. What were you like? I tend to ask people what they were like as a kid pretty early on. What were you like as a kid with like making friends? If it was up till 25, were you worried about how people saw you being liked?
How was I making? I didn't really have friends. I just had like people that I would talk to and I would just try and be as like them as I could be.
Okay.
So that they wouldn't notice that I was still hanging around. Is that relatable?
A very good tip, actually.
So I'd just be like, I'm also here, you know.
Yeah, actually, green's my favorite color too.
Yeah. What are we doing tomorrow? Okay, yeah, cool. Love that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Spinning. And-
yeah, okay. Fuck, how long were you like that for?
I don't know, till like 30-something.
Okay. Did you find that because of that you tend to did you like the people that you were being friends with?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, some of them. Yeah. Like, I've still got friends from high school that I'm still
friendly.
Like, we don't hang out, but we're, you know.
Yeah.
We've been through some shit.
Yeah.
They've seen me at my worst.
Oh, cute.
Or whatever. You know, all that bullshit. But, yeah. They're like, I don't know. I don't remember what you asked me.
I'm sorry. I was just asking if you liked the people.
Oh, yeah, some of them for sure. But then that's just life, right? You just find people everywhere.
Yeah.
So I've got one or two from that group and then one or two from this group and then, you know, a few from comedy and you just sort of find them.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Do you feel pretty like satisfied with it seems to be a recurring thing that as everyone gets older, everyone's like, I've got my friends now. I'm good. I'm satisfied.
I don't know.
You want better ones? Go to the UK. Get some shiny new ones.
I like the ones I have, but they're all very sort of brilliant. So they're busy.
Okay.
And I'm not. I have nothing on. So I need some less motivated friends.
Yeah.
I need some lazier friends that I respect. They have to, like, I have to respect them for something else.
Crochet skills, perhaps. Yeah, that keeps someone indoors. Yeah.
Anything. It's like I'm free from when I wake up till about 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So
what do you do with the time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What do you do with that time? What
play tennis
what is
with
everyone
me.
Doing with, I love tennis.
I'm dying to play tennis.
Oh my God,
with someone.
Me too. I tried to get tennis lessons from Ben Koshin, but I think he was too busy.
Oh my God,
he's so popular.
These popular brilliant people. It's awful.
<You're> busy.
it's nice though to be surrounded by people that you look up to, right?
It's great.
It's really good.
It's good.
Yeah.
You never feel like you're enough. And that's important.
Fuck.
You should never feel satisfied or content. You should always feel like I could be doing more.
Yeah. Like, would you say that you're a pretty competitive person with yourself?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Competitive's a weird word because I'm not competitive. I just... yeah, I like being busy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
but
like improving.
Yeah, exactly. Are you comparing things like, oh, last year I did this much, so this year I got to do more, and like that sort of
race against yourself? That's true. That is what I do.
Yeah.
That's spot on. I never saw it as competitive. I just saw it as like, oh, I'm not good enough, so I have to work harder than everyone else. That's just what motivates me.
Yeah.
I feel like if I ever was content, I'd just sort of lie on the floor and kind of just have food kind of drip into my face.
Yeah.
Until I died. That would be...
It sounds so comfortable.
It would be great.
To be satisfied with what you've done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I reckon I'd just stop immediately. If I was like, okay, I'm good now. I'm going to stop.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I just get sick. Just get sick from not moving and just being force-fed through a tube.
Yeah, or you could be in the best shape of your life.
Oh, yeah. You know? Okay. Okay. No, I've clearly got some food issues.
Just do a few sit-ups in between.
It's a weird... I don't know. I definitely relate to that.
Mm.
And I guess it makes me feel personally relatively alone in those thoughts, in those spirals and stuff, even within my friendships. And I guess especially being in like comedy and, you know, music as well, and having these wonderful people around you, but kind of, I try not to compare myself to anyone else but myself, but it is like this isolating world of also, but what am I doing, you know?
Yeah, well, it's an individual sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not an ensemble.
Mm-mm.
And it's very much like, even when you're doing a show together,
mm-hmm.
you want to do the best out of everyone. Like, you don't
appreciate
care.
The truth. That's
you don't
so
care
fucking
if,
real.
Like, we win. It's not us versus the crowd. It's us versus each other. And the crowd only matters. Like, if it's a shit night and I do really well, that feels better than everyone doing well.
Oh, my God, obviously.
That's better. I would go away from that feeling way better. Yeah, I want my friends to fail. But I don't. But I mean, I do get a kick out of it. It's fucked, isn't
it? It's so fucked. But it's so real.
Yeah.
Not many people admit to it, but I think most people feel that way, especially in creative shit.
But I want my friends to be successful. So I separate that. Yeah. On a show, I want to do better than them. But like in their careers, that's when I think you can't compare, because that's not, no one's doing, like, there's no one path. There's no any path.
No one's doing the exact same thing. I think that it's easier to see that when it's like someone doing their own thing, where you're like, well, I couldn't have done that because I'm just like, I'm not blonde, so that's just not going to be my world, you know, or I'm a girl or whatever else.
Yeah. And I think also the reality of what some careers look like a lot of them might look good on paper and a lot of them are good for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But if I actually thought about what my day to day would be, I would probably kill myself.
Oh my God, so true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, that seems cool. Like you know, your face is everywhere and you've got lots of money. But I'm like, oh man, so what did you have to do today? Oh no, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'll be poor. Thank you.
Well, it's good to hear that it sounds like you know yourself very well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Someone has to.
I have some questions regarding the YAMAD stuff. Would you be interested in talking about that?
Oh,
we don't have to.
No, we can.
Yeah?
That's okay.
Okay, so I want to know, first of all, how you feel. You'd probably assume there's a chunk of the audience that I've got that have come from them, right?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay, no. Let me give some background then, especially for the listeners that have no idea. Steph and I have both done this weird YouTube series that's not great. And they treated Steph like shit. And it seems to be angled in a relatively misogynistic manner. I also have done it, try to get some little extra pocket money. And to no surprise of mine, they also treated me terribly. Was not baffled at all, but now I do have like a fair bit of my audience is from there. They've crossed over, you know.
Yeah.
But if you weren't thinking about that anyways, that's great. I'm glad to hear that, because the ones that have come over are really nice.
That makes
which
sense.
Is good.
Yeah.
Thank God. And they're also like, because they've seen me talk about not talk shit, but talk about the Yamad stuff a little bit. And they're all like, these guys fucking suck. So I'm like, yeah, you're on my team. But basically you did a video.
Yeah.
And got some real awful comments on the internet.
It was like one of the first ones they put up.
Yep.
And I think, I don't want to, I'm certainly not tooting my own horn by saying this, but I feel like that video was responsible for a lot of their
virality. Oh, completely. Now, completely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, they hated me.
Mm.
They hated me. The audience. Yeah. Their audience hated me.
Yeah.
Which I understand because I've obviously analyzed it a lot.
Yeah, but I bet.
My behavior was very triggering to a certain population.
Yeah,
which, a guy being funny, and I mean, okay, there was a guy trying to be funny.
Yep.
And I didn't laugh.
Yep.
Which was the brief,
but it was the brief.
Also, not explained in the video that that was the brief.
Uh huh.
So it just looked like this horrible withholding bitch of a woman was being rude.
Yep.
To a very likable, giggly man.
Yeah.
And yes, of course, if you put that on the internet
without context,
it looks insane.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just guys that were met. Like, it was a lot of girls that were like, she doesn't represent me. I was like, I wasn't trying to.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Being a pick me girl in the comment section's fucked.
Like, yeah. Also, my relationship with the other person in the video, Andrew, was kind of our banter.
Yeah.
That's our banter anyway.
Yeah, totally.
Like, he's like a puppy dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I kick him off. And that's kind of like, it's, I mean, I think he thinks it's funny.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he actually falls into that position pretty often in friendships.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he is like a puppy dog.
That was already our vibe.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of autopiloted into that.
Mm-hmm. Also, there was the fact that if you laughed, you have to drink. And
yeah, and it was Smirnoff vodka at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which you've got an intolerance to alcohol as well,
like,
right?
Like, go bright red from alcohol.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My dad's Chinese and I inherited that from him.
Yeah, so. A fun trait.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also don't drink much anyway, but get a little sick and just generally don't want to be drunk at 10 in the morning.
Also, it was 10 shots to if you lost and 10 shots of vodka in a 10-minute space is not
That's
safe.
Not okay. That's not legal. That's not legal in Australia.
And I had a gig I had to work that night.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of things.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
There's lots of things that aren't clear in a 34-second video. But yeah, I made people very angry. But I think the thing that really I learned the most about it was my reaction to it.
Yeah.
Because I know probably if I'd tagged myself and everything and replied to the comments and gone on TikTok and been like, yeah, I'm this girl and owned it and done all this stuff, I probably could have done quite well in terms of numbers, whether or not that translates to ticket sales, I don't know, but I probably could have got a lot of followers from that potentially.
Yeah.
But my instinct was run away. I hate this. I don't want any part of anything that this has to do with.
That's completely understandable.
Yeah. And I couldn't control that response. That was just, it was such a visceral response. And the problem is now it's made me rethink doing comedy as a living.
Fucking hell.
Because
of what we were talking about with the fame.
Yeah. And it's like, how do you do this job unless people are going to buy tickets to your show?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at the moment. I've made peace with what's happened, but now it's given me a bit of a crisis.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, a career crisis.
Fucking hell. That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting thing that you probably would have been like, anyone pursuing comedy will be faced with that at some point when you've been going for a certain amount of time and you get
potentially
certainly well
maybe
you know,
not to that extent
maybe,
but definitely one kind of version of that for sure, especially women, just quietly, but
yes especially women, of course. I mean it's a part of that whole journey is to see how it feels for you and everything, but fucking hell, it's so understandable to just want to absolutely get away from it because it sucks.
You don't know how you're going to react in that situation.
No.
I didn't think I'd react like that. I honestly thought I would like it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
And that surprised me. I thought I was going to like, because I love performing every night. So in some way, I obviously enjoy the attention of strangers and obviously need it on some level. But nah, hated it. Hated every, the idea of it, hated the, just, I just wanted to get out. So I have got out. But now it's tricky because, you know, when you're going for jobs and stuff, they're like, what's your social media following? And I'm like, I'm not really on there anymore.
You've still got a good social media following, don't you?
Nah, I've only kept Facebook and Instagram so that I can get messages for gigs.
Yep.
So that's how you get booked, is through Facebook and Instagram. But
yeah, it's very professional.
I don't post any clips of my comedy. I've taken everything down.
Fuck. I mean, look, it's not anything that you, obviously you can always go back to that if that's what you want to do. But if it's helping your brain, like I did, you know, a few episodes with Yemed until they, like I never liked it. I never enjoyed it. And then they started underpaying me and lying and being like really dodgy about this stuff.
Yeah.
And I really didn't like the audience that it was attracting as well, because there was a lot of like sexual harassment, like just awful shit. And so I backed away from it. And at any point you can just stop doing it and you can go back to it and everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like what it's done is kind of put you into this world that you can't get out of so easily with online shit, you know?
Well, I don't, like, I've untagged myself, but the video still existed up till like a month ago.
Yeah.
All those comments were still up.
Yeah.
It's like over 100 million views on just that one video.
Yeah.
And there's like seven other videos that have, you know, so probably like 150 million or something like that. It was on Reddit. It was on 9gag. They found, people like found me on Instagram and TikTok and trolled everything that I had up that wasn't anything to do with Mad.
Yeah.
And that was after I untagged myself. So they really had to work hard.
Oh, they do.
To find me.
They do, yeah.
So I was really surprised by the effort people were willing to put in.
Oh, they're obsessed with you. You're living in their head. Like, well, that's one thing.
I just didn't, I understand the whole, like, okay, I don't understand why you'd even write something bad on anything ever.
I know.
But I sort of get, it's easy to do it. It's an easy step. But for them to, like, take 20 minutes out of their day to hurt me for no reason means I must have done something incredibly triggering. To them, and it was never deliberate, but
of course not.
It's kind of fascinating.
Oh yeah, it really, really is.
So I'm really fascinated by like what motivates someone, and also like what happened to them. Like who hurt you?
Yeah. Well, man. Well, this is the thing. Sometimes if I'm having a really slow afternoon, I will respond to some of the nasty shit, and it's not good for me. Although it feels good because I am so earnest. Occasionally I'll try to be funny, but I'm so earnestly like trying to get to the bottom of what's wrong with them. And they get so upset. They're like, oh, stop trying to take this higher ground shit. And I'm like, no, seriously, like, are you, what happened to you? I'm sorry. I know the world's hard out there. It's so much fun.
It's wild.
Yeah. I don't know. But it is fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But going through all of that is, I would quite traumatic.
Definitely. More than I thought it would be as well.
Yeah. 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 I think that it's a weird and new phenomena that we don't actually know that much about the psychological impacts, you know?
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a type of trauma. I mean, I don't want to compare it to, you know, actual fucking trauma, but it is. It is a trauma. Like,
totally.
It took me the full year to recover from it.
Yeah.
And even now I'm still very, I'm not as open as I used to be.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a shame, but I'll get back there. But I'm really amazed. And I'm like a grown up, you know, so I can't even imagine what it's doing to like 20-year-olds.
Right. Yeah. This is what I wonder about too. Or like children.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't even begin to, like, I don't know how I would have handled it if I was a younger.
No, it's crazy. Like, even just my little glimpse has been some of the hardest shit. And I'm like, I've got plenty of harder things I would have thought that I can deal with and am resilient with. And this is like, it's just right there. It's in your phone and it's coming from all these different things. It's such a weird experience.
Yeah. And it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
And it's just it's 100,000 people saying you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Just in one day. And you're like, how do 100,000 people even know me to know that I'm
a... Yeah.
It's so fucking weird. Hell. I'm not anything. Like, I'm not... I don't know. That stuff used to only happen to famous people.
Yeah.
You used to have to, like, you could just fly to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, or like, just get away from it.
Yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a jet. Go for a drive. That's in it. Your Lamborghini.
It's not like, fair to have
this. Sitting in a studio apartment with no electricity going, why do you hate me?
Honestly, if you have to deal with this many eyes on you, you should get money given to you so that you can get off to Paris or wherever. That should be the law.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I should be rich.
You should be compensated for that.
If I'm hated adequately. That much, I should be rich. It should be like Carl Sanderland's rules, you know?
Yes, yes. But I mean, it was pretty incredible to see how many friends have rallied around you.
Mm.
And I'm not too sure if you can feel that so directly when you're in the depth of it, but did you feel like the beautiful support from your community or?
I did. Yeah. And I'm great. So grateful, but that also really embarrassed me a little bit because that also felt like attention in a way that I didn't want it.
Yep. Yep.
Which is so dumb, but
no, that's completely human, right?
So it was so sweet and nice and I'm so glad.
Yeah.
But also I was like, oh, I don't want attention for that either. I just want it to stop. Like the positive attention didn't make up for the negative attention. It just was double attention.
Yeah.
Which I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
In that moment, okay. I just wanted to not exist.
Yeah, fuck.
And it's, yeah, so that was, but the thing that really stuck with me was how many girls reached out and said something similar
that
happened to them.
Yeah.
And told me their story.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is happening everywhere. A lot.
Yeah. It's horrific.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I look at comments to make myself... I mean, I think it's a bad habit to be in anyway to just look at comments because it's stupid. They suck. We shouldn't be able to comment on everyone's shit. But I look at comments of my favorite female comedians.
Yeah.
On top of their careers, you know, and they still in the first few comments have someone telling them that they hate them or that they're not funny or that no women are funny. And it's just insipid. It's everywhere.
I don't actually. So I had a couple of like a lot of negative comments on other clips I had up.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says that's not funny, I don't care.
Yeah.
When they say women aren't funny, I'm like, that's not the same thing.
Yeah. It's so not fair.
Yeah. Or women only do sex jokes.
I'm like,
this isn't a sex joke.
Yeah.
One. And not, what? Why is it every, why do I have to represent everyone?
Yep.
It's just one, like, anyway, I don't know. There's good and bad. I guess the good thing is you get a lot more traction for your clips when you're female. I think there's a lot of guys putting clips out there that don't get any views because they're not causing a shit
discourse.
Fight. Whereas, me just trying to be funny is already antagonistic in a way that leads to attention, good or bad.
It's a very interesting observation. Fuck.
And it, you know, it gets better. Like, it's, I've only been in comedy like 7.5 years and it's already better than it used to be.
Yeah. That's great.
So it does, you know, we're heading in the right direction.
Oh, totally.
We'll probably miss it. Like, remember when you could just get a gig because you were female? Remember how good that was? Just pulling out because you couldn't be bothered and then going, that's okay, we'll just book you tomorrow. And you're going, thank you, I'm just not feeling it.
My tummy's sore.
And now there's like 100 women funnier than you. You're like, fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. 7.5 years in comedy.
Mm.
Damn. You're not from Sydney, right? Are you from
Sydney? Yeah, I'm from Sydney.
Wow, okay. So what do you reckon the split is on your friendship groups? Like, are you still mostly surrounded by comedians these days? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a lot of boys too.
To be honest, most of my close friends are women, but there's a few guys that are, you know, just
possible.
The sweetest.
Yeah.
And just ones that people that I'm not even like, I wouldn't say, I mean, I would call them friends, but I wouldn't say we're like besties, but I just sort of trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And when I see them, it's exciting. You know? Yeah. Like, I would never call them and be like, hey, like, do you want to go for coffee? Yeah. But like, if I see them at a gig, I'm like, ah!
It's present. Yeah. I know the feeling. It's so good. It's nice that you've got closer girlfriends in comedy, though. My God, I get way too excited just anytime I've met a girl in comedy, let alone started hanging out. Like, I'm way too excited. I think I didn't have enough female friends growing up. I have sisters, so like instant female friends, but I'm like too keen. Way too keen.
Yeah.
And then every time I'm like, I'm going to hold on to you forever. This is the most exciting thing in the world.
That's good.
It is good.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that as well. I'm just like, yep, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're friends now. Sorry.
That's good.
Not optional.
That's so good. Do you think that making friends has come easily to you then? Like, I know you had the trick of saying you're just like everyone as a kid.
It's easier now that I'm not pretending to not be me.
Yep.
Because I'm not really trying to make friends. I'm just walking into a space and I'm me.
Yeah.
And then if people respond to that in a way that that is positive,
they'll gravitate towards you. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh cool, I reckon we'll hang out.
That's so good.
Yeah. And if they don't, I'm like, okay, we're probably not a good fit.
Yep.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
It's I don't know how else to be now.
No, of course, of course.
It's not great for you know, winning everyone or climbing the ladder. And
yeah, but that stuff's so glib, and I really from what I've observed in comedy so far, that doesn't actually work. Like, it's such a big...
I don't think it does. I don't think I've never tried it, but I can't see it working because the ladder keeps changing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it works better in something like music. That might just be in my head, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I also think, like, once you've been around long enough and people know you're not going anywhere...
Mm.
They'll just, even if you don't really like them, you just sort of, like, there's people I don't like, I don't not like them. I just like have, we're not the same people.
Yeah, totally.
But also, I know they're not going anywhere. So you just find a way. You're like, we have to coexist.
Yep. Find something to connect to.
Technically we're at work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be professional.
That's good.
About it. You know, like, there's ways. I don't know. I don't try to get on with everyone, but I try to not get on with everyone. But in saying that, if I feel pissed off, I usually just say, hey, I'm pissed off about, but not pissed off at you. I'm pissed off about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, you know, I'm going to be at 3 of your gigs next week. So let's, let's resolve it.
Yeah, totally. That's great. Do you find people respond well to that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Because no one's honest, but it's not getting in the way of my life that I know of.
Good. So, I really appreciate that. I love being confrontational, and not like that I ever seek confrontation. It's just that it makes sense to me to be honest and to talk about something.
Exactly.
And it freaks me. It's weird when people are freaked out by that to me, because I'm like, but then it's just festering in your head. Or
yeah.
What?
I think that's just a comedian's brain.
Yeah.
We don't like retaining stuff we don't want.
No. Like,
how do I make this feeling someone else's problem?
That's true. Have you ever suffered a major friendship breakup?
I did. Sort of. I wouldn't say breakup because I still really like her.
Mm.
But my best friend in high school, I was meant to be like her maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And we just weren't those type of friends anymore. And yeah. then we had to have this really difficult conversation.
Fuck.
Where I was like, I don't think we're that kind of friends anymore.
Yeah.
And it was so sad, but we both cried and...
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm really glad we did because, like, now it's nice.
Totally.
And I just respect the hell out of her. And,
oh, my God. So much better than just going and doing it, the vibe being kind of off, her having any sort of doubts about you being yeah. in that position. Oh, my God. So, what a fucking brave conversation to have.
Well, yeah. I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
But she was kind of – she was, like, the girl that taught me that you could kind of – just be honest about yeah. stuff.
Oh.
Like, I remember one time in high school, we were just, you know, when you're like in high school and you're just, everything's like just so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's mortifying.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy goes, "Did you fart?" to her. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
I felt it. And she goes, "Probably." I just kept walking. And I was like, oh my God, you can just do that.
That's awesome.
You can just do that.
Oh my God.
So she taught me to just do that.
That's so cool.
I know.
Oh, my God. Wow. So how long were you guys friends before it started kind of drifting?
Probably like 6-7 years.
Fuck. Like that. Fuck. Mm. That's so tough.
We're just totally different lives. Like what
yeah.
we wanted
yeah.
was different.
Yeah. That happens.
Mm.
I've started to get just like comfortable in that with old friendships and just... loving them for what they are.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I'm way less of a crazy person about it now.
Yeah, well, when you don't, you know, when you're not still trying to be like, oh, let's, like, we're best friends like we were in high school, so we're going to yeah. spend every waking second together. So you don't have to do that.
No.
You've got a husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
And husband's I'm free during the day on weekdays, so, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Might be a great place to move us on. We've got some sleepover games to play.
Okay.
That's what we do here.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love to say we. Like, it's a whole team over here at the friend request. It's me. It's just me. Yeah, let's do it. Okay. We're going to start with Would You Rather. You okay. know the game?
I think so.
You familiar?
Is it what it... you just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
You nailed it.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather never be allowed to post on the internet again or
yes.
have
to... Sorry.
Yeah, no. It was this. I wrote this the other day when we were meant to record
yeah.
and in hindsight, this is the dumbest question I've ever written. Or have to partake in Yeah Mad.
Oh, shit. I would do Yeah Mad
yeah.
every day if it never went online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The actual
fine.
Recording experience was quite positive.
Yeah.
I just don't want anyone to ever see it.
Nope. Okay. That's fair.
Because it's bad and shameful.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Any requesties that have come from there that enjoy it, I'm so happy for you and I'm grateful that you're here. I personally don't like it.
It's not for us.
Mm-mm. It's not for us. That's it. It's not.
It's for children and divorced dads, I assume, based on the comment.
I've actually got some very married dads in the DM.
Okay.
So, yeah,
right.
just dirtbag dads as
yep.
well.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Good, it's good. Awesome. I love to have
unhappily married dads, also acceptable.
I don't know whether their wives know if they're unhappy. They're just really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you rather... have to get advice from one comic at every gig or have to give advice to every comic at every gig?
I feel like I'm already doing the second one. So they both sound okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love giving advice. I've got tags for days.
Oh, my God.
I will go up to people I have no right going up to and be like, I have a tag for you.
Can you bother me with this, please?
Yes.
I'm so bad.
Of course. But I never know how it's going to be received.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
I'm always
yeah.
like, I don't know if you want to know this. Or I'll be like, oh, no, this is how I started. I'm like, is that joke new?
And then if they go, no, I've been doing it for 5 years.
Oh my God.
I'll be like, okay, no worries. It's great. And then, but if they're like, yeah, I'm just working on it. I'm like, oh, you're still working on it? I'm happy to try it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
As if I know, I don't know. I just, you know.
No, but it's helpful.
I love it when people do it to me.
Yeah.
So I would actually love advice. Okay. Every gig. That would be a dream. I reckon advice. You could get so much better doing
totally.
That.
Totally.
And then obviously some of it's bad, but a lot of it would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is really helpful for getting better though. I've been stubborn about, like, especially, you know, being with Jacob, who's more than twice as experienced as I am and so funny and great.
Yeah.
Just a wisdom of, like, sorry, a wealth of knowledge right there at my fingertips. And I'm like, firmly, when I start talking to him about a new premise, I'm like, hey, I need to either define if I want help or if I don't want help and I just want feedback on what I've come up with. Because for a while I was being very stubborn, being like, no, I've really got to try and figure some things out on my own, you know, try and connect some dots. And then I was like, actually, it helps me learn those dots if I talk to him about what he's coming up with as well and other people, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you got to write with other people.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
Also, just as a side note, that's why you should only sleep with comics that are worse than you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Then no one ever thinks that they wrote your jokes.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's genius.
Yeah. So sleep with hot comics that are worse than you at comedy.
Oh, my God. That's really fun. I've got a – you've answered a question on here already. Hot comics that are worse than you at comedy.
Yeah.
I think it's a rare.
It's hard to find them hot when they're worse than you at comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person doesn't exist. So they're just described. yeah.
Mm. No, I think.
You got to fuck down.
I've tried that. Actually, I tried that once and I didn't respect him. And it was very funny.
Mm.
Really funny. I didn't like him or respect him.
Right.
It wasn't good.
No.
No. I tried. I gave it a go.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're in a very happy relationship now.
Yeah.
So maybe don't listen to me.
Are you sure? Because I was about to just change up my entire life.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You don't have to dump him. You can make him worse at comedy.
Oh, that's smart. Actually, he is having a break. Yeah. So if I just make his break go for another 9 years so I can catch up.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll give him really bad tags.
If he could, thank you. Yeah. All right. Next game is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, God.
A classic.
Yeah.
First one, you already answered, but Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
A really hot but very unfunny comic.
Mm-hmm.
A really funny but very ugly comic.
Yeah.
And a positive heckler who insists they are helping the show.
Okay.
Every time.
I'm going to kill the heckler straight away.
Yep.
Just because I get a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm doing a service to the comedy community.
Yeah, they're not helping the show.
Yeah, so I'm going to marry the bad comic.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to fuck the comic that's really funny.
Okay.
As long as no one finds out about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Not because they're ugly, just because if
that's
they're
so
really
interesting.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want anyone thinking.
You never want anyone thinking that you got anything.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So they did it right for me.
They see, this is why I don't let Jacob help with anything. Because I'm like, I cannot ever.
But it doesn't matter if he helps.
I know.
People don't.
They don't know.
Yeah.
No one's actually thinking anything.
That's it.
Oh, I'm so scared. I'm so scared people are saying and thinking things about me that they're just
no
not.
One's saying
they're just not.
I don't think people care about us at
all. I know, but sometimes, you know, sometimes you do get a little thing that comes back to you and you're like, they are talking about me. I was right. Everyone's talking about me.
Oh, wow. I'm not.
I know you're not. All right. Next, fuck, marry, kill.
Mm.
Comedians, musicians, and actors.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to kill all the comedians just for like work.
That'll Oh my God, smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Just get rid of them. And then, okay. I'll fuck a musician. I'll marry the actor, but I don't want to do either of those things.
No, but that is, I guess, the less of two evils. To marry the actor, right?
I feel like the actors would just probably shower more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they'd have more money. God, it's a hard pick.
Well, they'd have a lot more downtime.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably more likely to have a day job, a bit of a work ethic.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Completely agree. I, on a recent episode, had Alexandra Hudson on, and we, I think, stopped talking about whatever we were talking about for a solid few minutes just to say down the barrel, like, don't fuck musicians. Like, stay away.
I was a musician for 20 years.
Oh, so. No, same. I mean, not 20 years, but like 15 years or something. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think female musicians are fine.
Yes.
But male musicians are toxic and incorrect.
They're just...
They're on their own journey. I just don't want my sister dating them, you know?
Yeah, they're just not. I don't know. It's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it to get a really average song written about you.
No. No, it's not. Get a really average song and like potentially an STI. Mm. It's just not fun. How many songs have you had written about you?
None.
Okay. That you know of.
I've written songs about guys.
Of course. How could you not? It's a good time.
They have not worked. It doesn't work the other way around.
Wait. What was the aim? To woo them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. Or I was dating them at the time. Yeah. And then I wrote them a song and then they dumped me very soon after the song.
Okay. They had heard it, obviously.
I had played it for them.
Oh, my God. In person?
No, as a phone message.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I mean, that's better, though.
Is it?
Yes.
I think it's worse. There's no context. One of them was in front of them. One of them was in front of them. He hated that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've only ever written like post breakup or like in the confusion of a situationship sort of songs, and never direct. Oh, I think I've directly sent them to one ex after the fact, and they were pretty mad.
Yeah, pretty they mad. Hate that.
They hate it, but for the most part, it's like getting people coming back being like, "Is this about me?" And I really enjoyed that when I was younger. Really enjoyed being like, actually, no, I wrote that 5 years ago. Suck it. But you wish. I don't know. Fun power.
I didn't know you did wear a muso.
I did. Yeah, I was. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't dare to bring my ukulele on stage, Steph. Not in your city.
Do it. There should be more of them.
I did once at an open mic. And yeah. It's scary. It's
way less different. Scary.
It is less, but it's different. I don't know.
I will say bombing with a song hurts more.
Yeah, okay.
Because of the effort. Mm-hmm. Because yep. You have to plug it in.
Yep.
And pre-plan it. And usually get there early for a sound check.
Uh-huh.
And you've carried it with you to the gig. So you've got this thing you've brought along. It's just like this thing that's there. And then you use it and the audience hates it. And then you're like, okay. And then you unplug it. And then you've got to take it home again. And you're like, that was... awful. Oh. Whereas at least bombing with the joke's like, oh, I was just talking.
Yeah. You're like, that was actually not even written.
Yeah.
That was just an accident. Yeah,
it's like, no, I spent months. I spent months on this thing that you guys just hated. So long.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. It's something I'd like to explore in like a theater sense one day.
We should
like,
definitely put it in your show.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Is that how I get the industry attention?
No, it just breaks up an hour really nicely.
Oh, that's so true.
Or a little treat at the end.
That's so true. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
Bring all the skills out.
Oh, if I could juggle, God, that'd be so in there. Smart. Yeah, okay. I mean, I can't either, so I won't do that. But yeah. I'll think
anything you can do, it's like your one woman show, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can cook salmon pretty well.
I mean, do it. Get a hot plate out. Make it happen.
That's really smart. That's good advice. Thank you.
just as long as there's aircon in the room, you don't want to be cooking salmon in there.
Why not?
I mean,
I have no concept of maybe food safety.
Maybe do it at the end.
All right. We've got one more game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last game.
All right.
It's truth or dare.
Yep.
But I got to be honest with you. I want you to do the dare.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to want to do the dare.
Great.
Is this setting this up well?
I'm scared.
You're scared? Let me just reread the truth. Again, yeah. I wrote this, you know, several days ago and my brain is not
functioning. It was a different time back
then. It was.
Back when men were men.
Okay. I'm getting too sweaty and giggly. Because I already know the answer to the truth because we've been so, you know, we've been getting into things. Okay, I've got another truth, but that's also terrible. So truth or dare, they're both terrible. It's up to you.
I think I'm going to pick dare.
Okay. This is, I think, good. Okay. I dare you to send I love you guys to the last gig group chat that you have.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a brutal one.
Oh, no. What is it?
It was the laughing at Seizure Kaiser.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's perfect. How many of the acts don't you know? Like half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them's Steve Hughes.
Oh, Steph, please. Okay.
All right, I'll get my phone.
Okay. My favorite thing is playing Truth or Dare and every guest reacting like, well, I've got to do it because it's Truth or Dare. You don't have to do anything. I never want to make anyone uncomfortable, but
I'm not worried about me being uncomfortable.
Okay, then perfect.
I am worried about the repercussions. Oof.
Say okay. It was phone hacks afterwards.
No, I'll own it. Am I writing love? Is it a heart? What's the deal?
I love you guys. It can be a heart or the word love. That's up to you.
I love you guys. Oh. This is so brutal.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even know. Like, okay, there's four people I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Steve Hughes, Fatty Kassab. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I sent it. Oh, I hate that.
Oh, my God, you're a hero. I hate that so Thank much. You. Thank you so much. You win the bowl of popcorn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll eat my feelings.
Yay. That's what my show is actually about. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
Aww,
thank you so much for coming. So I'm so glad. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you, what you got going on?
I'm in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Around Sydney. Okay. If you find a comedy show, I'll be on it in like a week.
Yeah.
Or the day you're there.
Yeah. You're on every single show, every single night.
Well,
some very impressive.
I do all of them. If you're like, this looks really bad.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be that one. Yeah. And if it's like, this one looks really good, I'll be there every like 3 months.
I mean, that's the dream. Yeah, in Australia, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah. I'm killing it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Do you want to plug socials or anything?
No.
Are you getting a message back?
Yes.
Oh my God. What does it say?
Hang on. Who stole your phone?
Is that from Seizure?
That's from Fatty.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what he means. I'm a very loving person.
You're a very loving person. Everyone knows this.
That's not out of character for me.
Thank you so much for coming into the fort. This has been a pleasure.
Yes.
You guys know where to find me at Chloe Madron on all socials. Please follow the Friend Request Podcast Instagram as well. I'd love that. We've got Patreon now if you want to join.
Oh,
it's very exciting.
She's living her life.
Oh, it's happening. We've got actually we do like a quarterly Zoom slumber party.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and that's coming up in January. So get on the Patreon. It's the top tier, but if you want to do it, we're going to be playing sleepover games. I'll be on Zoom in the fort. It's going to be really fun.
That is really fun.
It's going to be really, really fun. Mm. I'm going to bring Jacob on in case anyone gets weird. I don't know. I don't trust people. Anyway, I made it weird.
Yeah. Yeah, let Jacob deal with it.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Bye. The race is on. Giving is good as long as you're getting.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.